Okay, Zok the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Amr Birmia. Okay, Birmia here is now going to make a statement commenting on our Mishnah on the case of the Soicher with the Shoyl, right? So we have a Soicher who rents a par from somebody and then he lends it out to a Shoyl. That par that he rented, he lends out. So the Gemara is now saying, Amr Birmia, Pa'amim, there are times in this case, Shishneim Bechatus. You could have both the shoyel and the soicher to be chayv achatas. Pa'amim sheshneim ba'asham. There are times where both be chayv a korban asham. Pa'amim sheshneim bechatas va'ashel ba'asham. There will be times where the soicher will be chayv achatas and the shoyel will be chayv ba'asham. Pa'amim sheshneim ba'asham va'ashel ba'achatas. And you'll have a time the other way around that the soicher will be chayv ba'asham and the shoyel will be chayv achatas. So basically, have all the possible permutations. Okay, so how is that possible? Kfiras mamon asham. Bidus v'saim chatas. Whenever the shomer is being koifer mamon, so by taking a shvua and lying, he is denying money that he owed. That's what kfiras mamon is. He'll be chayv a korban asham. In other words, as Rashi speaks it out very clearly later on in the Amud, okay, in Rashi, where's the Rashi, Manny? Rashi, the Ramasla, Mai Kamash Velon. So Rashi tells you, whenever by taking a false shvua, and he's quoting the Mishnah in Shvuas, whenever you take a false shvua and you are thereby pattering yourself for money, that's called kfiras mamon. You're going to be chayv a korban asham. Whenever you take a korban shvua and it didn't help you at all, either because you were chayv both with the real claim and with the claim that you made falsely, or you had been pater in both of them, or you went from being pater to chayv. In other words, for some reason you took a shvua, a false shvua, and thereby incriminated yourself and made yourself chayv on something you would have been chayv for. And in any of those three cases, you're not chayv a korban ashram, you're chayv only a korban chatas. Okay, just get a little bit of the background. Rashi in the beginning of the Amud, the end of Lamed Hamid Beis, right, the last Rashi in the Amud, Rashi there says that there's something called a shvuas, it's called a shvuas bitui. Shvuas bitui is the shvua that the Torah describes for someone who just lies. Not gaining anything, but not by doing a kfiras mamon and therefore gaining that he's not chayv mamon. It's not, a guy lies about something. He takes a shvua that I'm going to do this, or this guy did that, or these type of cases. Just shvuas, it's called a shvuas bitoi. The bitoi is an expression, but he takes a shvua about something which he said. That is what's called a korban. You chayv a korban for that shvuas bitoi, and that's what's one of the classic korban oila v'yoyred in the Torah. Something called a korban oila v'yoyred, which is depending on your financial status, you pay, you give a different level of korban. Okay, that's one of the classic examples of a korban oila v'yoyred in the Torah. Shvuas bitoi. But when there's a shvuas, when there's a kfiras mamon, that you're denying money, and by taking the shvua falsely, you're saving yourself the money that you would have had to pay, that's this shvura of kfiras mamon, and you're chayv a korban ashram for that, as Rashi describes here exactly the parameters of a korban ashram. Okay?
You can't afford it.
You don't have the special dispensation. Only by specific cases you have a korban oil of the yard. Other times you're chayv. Figure it out.
Why would it be towards suicide be worse?
Why would it not be worse?
Yeah, you're just a habitual liar. That's much worse.
Who
than
said you're habitual? You could have done it once.
Why are you lying?
I don't know.
Why are you lying?
Okay, but...
No, it seems like you're just doing it genuinely because of something negative, whereas in you can understand why the kafaris mamon...
Why a guy wants to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. These are dinim in the Torah. These are dinim in the Torah. Okay, so these are psukim in the Torah. The chayv for different things, for different... Okay, says the Gemara, now we're going to go through the different games. So we have all the permutations, says the Gemara. You could have all the different permutations here within our Mishnah of the Soicher and the Shoyl. So says the Gemara, let's go through it. There'll be times where both the Soicher and the Shoyl, that in reality what happened was the animal died a natural death. Va'amru, and these Shoyimrim claimed that it was Nensa. They claim that the animal had an oines. Now, what's the example of oines? Shlomo pointed this out to me. Shlomo Deutsch pointed this out to me. What does Rashi tell you that Nensa is, Manny? Alidei listed. Is that the classic example of Nensa?
No.
Not really.
No, listen.
Right? That was a Chiddush. That's what it means. That was a Chiddush, like Morris said earlier. We spoke, okay, maybe you can have a type of Geneva, which is really an oines, listed Mazuim. But that's not the classic example of an oines. Why does Rashi pick the case of Liston? That's the example of Nensa. That was Shlomo Deutsch's question. So it was a great question. Good question, right, Manny?
Okay.
I think it was very balabata shiteretz. Balabata, I think, is like this. What really happened was the animal died. That was what happened. Factually speaking, that's what happened. Now this guy is, these shomer are making a taina falsely. They're falsely swearing that some other type of oinus happened. Now what other type of oinus are we talking about? If the animal's alive, just give it back. If the animal died, the animal died. That's the onus, right? So what else happened? So they're saying, what happened was really stolen by onus. I just think it's more the natural case, because normally an onus means that something happened by accident and the animal died. They can't admit it, because it has to be different. They're saying that that's not whatever. That's really what happened, and they're claiming that the animal didn't die. So what else would they be claiming? I guess a normal case would be that it was a stolen by onus ballistin. Okay. Yeah, now what's bothering Rashi manning that question? Rashi has a bomb kasha, of course an implicit one, that he asks on this case. We're saying over here, you know, let's hold up. Let me finish the case in the Gemara. Let me finish the case, and I'll come back to the Rashi. You guys have a few more seconds to think. Okay, so the Gemara says that in reality, the animal died kedarko. They both taina that was nensa. So there the case, they're both going to be chai v'chatas. Why? Soichet the benkach mifter pater b'chatas. So a soicher, who either way, according to both claims, based on what really happened and based on what he lied about, he's going to be pater. Shoal the bank of chiyuv michayev, and a shoal who either way is going to be chayev, because whether or not he made the real claim or the one that he lied about, in both cases is going to be chayev. So the halacha is bechatas, because they're not gaining anything. They're not going from chiyuv to patur. Right? Again, our klal based on the Rashi later on, based on the Mishnah Shavuos, the only time you're chayev a korban asham for kfiras moment is when you go from chiyuv to patur. When you lie, when I say go from, meaning when you change the reality was that you would have been chayiv, and you changed by lying and saying something else happened. If that claim would make you patur, so then you're going to be chayiv a korban asher. But that didn't happen over here. The soicher went from patur to patur, right? And the shoyl went from chayiv to chayiv, right? What really happened would have been chayivim, and what he claimed happened is chayivim. So now back to my question: what's bothering Rashi? Pasha pshat kasha on this whole case. In Rashi, the Ramasal Nens, there's something bothering Rashi.
Who says the
shoal
makes the shvua?
Very good. Why is the shoal taking the shvua? Bishama, the soicher, he's potter, he's taking a shvua. The shoal is saying he's chayiv. So why is he taking a shvua? So what does Rashi answer? Geshmak, like the din of Rav, of Ravuna that we heard earlier. Because then Ravuna has to take a shvua. Now the problem with that is, there's a little bit of a chiddush here in Rashi, is that the chayra, what is the shvua that Ravuna is mechayiv to take? Oh, that's okay. I didn't mean what level. I mean, what is the actual shvuah? The shvuah is that it's not for shus. Why is he saying anything else? The nusach of the shvuah, according to Ravuna, should be, it's not in my shvushus. Is that true? It is true. There's a chiddush in Rashi that... What? Say it. No, that's what we're concerned about. Because we're concerned that maybe ain't of nasan ba, and he really is holding on to it, so we make it take a shua that he's not holding on to it. Okay, so take a shua, he's not holding on to it. What does that have to do with Netzah? Why is he being nishba about what happened? Let him just take a shua that it's not by him. Right? I don't think you have anything of Gilgal shua over here. Because Gilgal, what's the very nice point, Evan, but I think you're wrong. But it's, you're thinking, well, no, you're saying good. No, you're saying a good taina, but let's explain why I think it's wrong. Why? Because what's the din of Gilgal Shvuah? Gilgal Shvuah is I have a taina against you. Now, the taina I have against you, I can't be mechayiv you a shvuah. But since I have another taina against you, which I'm already mechayiv you a shvuah for, I'll tack this one on over here. In our case, does the bialim have a taina? The bialim doesn't have a taina. The guy's paying. I don't. The bialim doesn't have a taina. It's only when the Bialim wants the shvuah. Why does the Bialim care about the shvuah? The only shvuah he cares about is that it's ain't a b'shus. So that we're making you take. Good, that shvuah we're making you take. Now you should have been, Gilgal shvuah, I don't believe you about that. What's it not to believe you? You're chayiv anyway. You're saying that you're paying.
He's not paying.
Yes, he is. The shoyo. Talking about the shoyo.
No, but that doesn't...
Evan, my question is on the shoyo.
Evan,
my question is on the shoyo. Why is the shoyo taking the shvuah about what happened? So Rashi says the shoal is chayav to take a shvuah according to Ravuna that he does not bear shusa. Very nice. So take that shvuah. You're saying once he's taking that shvuah, tack on the Gilgal shvuah another claim. Why? There's no reason for the Gilgal shvuah. The Bialim doesn't care. The guy is willing to pay. So why does the Bialim care? Would he take a shvuah? What happened? Yeah.
Is there who gets to keep the dead animal? Is there any value in that? Because the difference between swearing that it was mita kedarka versus that it was stolen is if he has the dead animal. So maybe the shul wants the dead animal. He wants, you know, the skin, whatever. So the animal died. He would have to pay. But now he's saying, wow, no, it was stolen. And then he secretly gets to keep the animal.
But it's interesting. I don't know if you could pay twice, though. In other words, if in the event that the animal's dead, then you're only going to have to add on. If the animal's here and it's dead, so first of all, just bring it to me. And if you're claiming the animal is dead.
He's claiming it was stolen, so he can keep it. He's claiming I don't have it. But really, he does have it.
Yeah, but he's going to have to reimburse some more money now. You're saying the oilum. Because you don't have to pay more than the animal. So if the animal is dead and it's worth, let's say, it was a $100 item. Now it's worth $20 dead. So you're going to have to pay another $80. Yeah, I don't think it would be a difference. I'm not sure if there would be a difference. Lemaisa. Hey, guys, it's not an issue. What?
The shul is chayav to pay the socher or the balan?
Beseder, that's the din of the Mishnah already. Who's chayav to pay? But the point is in terms of the korban shvu, right, whoever he's chayav to pay, it doesn't matter, right? That's not a get us. The Mishnah says it's chayav to pay the socher, right? That's the machlokes and the tanaim in the Mishnah. But I'm saying the shvu is coming because whoever he's hired to pay to wants him to take a shuv. But I'm saying there's no reason to take the shuv here. Anyway, the bottom line, it could be, it's not so geschmack, but it could be that Enachla maybe he wasn't hired to take that shuv. He was only hired to say Enach Bershusi. He decided to say, right, what happened. He was Nishba Shenensa. I don't know, not so geschmack. It's Mashal bin Rashi that he was hired to say what happened. I don't know why. Okay, it says the Gemara Vayter. So that's the case of Bechatos. Times where both are chayiv a shvua, a korban asham for the shvua, both the soicher and the shul. What's that case? Amru where in reality it was nignava. They both taina that was meisamachmas malacha. So beautiful. The tervayu kafri mamona. They're both being kafir mamon. Why the machayvi the kapatu nafshayu? Because they are both really chayiv, because for Gneva Veveda, both the Soicher and the Shul are chayiv, and they're patting themselves through the time Mezlach was Alachos, so they're going to be chayiv. Very nice. They're both chayiv Korban Ashram. Next case, Soicher Bechatz Vashoy Bel Ashram. When is it going to be a case where the Soicher is chayiv Chatos and the Shul is chayiv Ashram? Gigon Shemesa Kedarka, where in reality the animal died a natural death. Va'amru Meisa Machmas Melacha, and they both time as Meisa Machmas Melacha. So in that case, Soicher, the Benkach, Benkach, Mifter Potter, the Soicher, who either way is going to be Potter, because again, the Soicher is Potter, but Ainsin. Right, and that's really what happened. Meskadarko. I'm skipping out the word chayiv based on the gear, so it reads better the other way. I think pechatos. So he's going to be chayiv only korban chatos because again he's going from patur to patur. Shoyl the mechayiv. Shoyl who's mechayiv. Meskadarko. The kapalter nafshe. Meskachos melacha. Ba'asham. But a shoyl who would have been chayiv, right? Because by meskadarko would have been chayiv, and now he's pottering himself with a meskachos melacha. So the halacha is he's going to be chayiv korban asham because he is being koifer mamon. Okay? So that is the case of Soicher Bechatas v'Shol Ba'asham. Very straightforward. Next case, Soicher Ba'asham v'Shol Bechatas. Now this one sounds a little more confusing. How could you have the case of the Soicher Ba'asham v'Shol Bechatas? Right? Because we know that the Shoel is more Chayiv than the Soicher. Right? So why is the Shoel in Chayiv Bechatas? So the Gemara says it's really part of the case. Kigon Shedignava v'Amr Mesa Kedarka. We're talking about a case where the animal was stolen, and they claim that it was Mesa Kedarka. So the Soicher, the Mechayiv, Vigneva, Vaveda, Vekapata, Nafshev, Mesa Kedarka, Ba'asham, the Soicher, who would have been Chayiv for Gneva, Vaveda, so in reality, should have been Chayiv, and by taking the Shvua and saying that it was Mesa, he is pattering himself, so he's going to Chayiv a Korban Asham. But the Shoel, the Penkach, Uvenkach, Chayiv, and Mechayiv, but the Shoel, either way, is going to be Chayiv. Right? So here, he's not getting himself out of anything. He was Chayiv before, in reality, with what happened. If he would have tied to the truth, he would have been chayev. And now, based on his shvua b'sheker, he's also going to be chayev. So therefore, he only brings the korban chatos. In fact, the Gemara, the obvious question, my kamash melon. In fact, the Gemara, and this was the Rashi I mentioned before, Rashi the Ramasal, my kamash melon. Rashi says, all of these things are mishnayis and shvuas. These are the pasha dinim in shvuas. And the klal is, again, anytime you go from Chiyuv to Patur, in other words, where without your Shvua you would have been Chayiv, with the Shvua you're going to be Patur, so then you're Chayiv a Korban Hashem. Any other permutation, Chayiv to Chayiv, Patur to Patur, Patur to Chayiv, in any way, in all those cases, you're going to be Patur. So we know the Klalim, we teach him Hilcha Shvuas now, that's Rabbi Yirmiyahu needs to come and teach him Hilcha Shvuas. The Gemara says, Lafukin Rabbi Ami, it's coming to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Ami. The Omar called Shvua Shedayon Mashbin Oisa, and Chayiv in Alea Mishum Shvuas Bitui. Rabbi Ami says, any shvua that you were forced to take by the Dayanim in Bezdin is not subject to the din of Shuas Bito, and you're not chayav a korban. Why? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Oy nefesh chisis shava levatei b'sfasayim." The pasuk says, "When a nefesh decides to take a shvua to express something with his lips, kisis shava me atzma." The lashon of kisis shava implies you do it on your own. You got up and said, "You know what? I swear that Johnny crossed the street over there yesterday. You know, when on a red light, he was jaywalking, right?" And he wasn't jaywalking. So that, okay, you decided to get up and take a shvua. Nobody forced you to take a shvua. That's where the din of shvua is bitul. But Rav Ami says, if you're forced in Bezdin as a din shomer to take a shvua, maybe then there's no din of shvua is bitul. And therefore, if it's a situation where you did not go from pater, from chiyuv to patur, where you're not chayiv for the din of kfiras mom, you're not chayiv in asher, maybe you wouldn't be chayiv anything. Kamash malon, the Lord Rebbe, kamash malon, then no. That when Bezin forced you to take a shvua and you're not chayiv for the kfiras mamon, you will still be chayiv for the shvua's bitoy, for lying will be chayiv the korban chatos, the korban elav yoyred. Okay? Now, stam just in shmaki yediya, that Tois Taptois points out from here, that it's clear from this whole sugya that a soicher would be chayiv by gnev of aveda. Says Tois, the truth is this is a machoikas. It's a famous machoikas that comes out throughout Shas, and Tois brings from a few places in different gemaras where actually can prove the same thing. That the Gemara seems to be assuming that a soicher has the din of a shomer sachar. I didn't explain fully. The shomer sachar, what is a machlekes in Shas? The machlekes of a soicher has the din of a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. So it seems to be clear from our Gemara that a soicher has the din of a shomer sachar, which is chayv in gneva v'aveda. And the Gemara just assumes that as a davar pashut, the Tosfos says, you can prove from these Gemaras that seem to say as a davar pashut that a noisei sachar is chayav gneva veda, that in fact we paskin that he has the din of a shomer sachar. Okay, that was point number one, and we'll leave over the next toises for now. Okay, good. That's the end of the climbing the hill. That was the top of the hill. Now we're going downhill. No, the downhill part is later. Okay, says the Gemara, Viter. Are we good, Evan?
Yeah.
Evan's learning stark. Okay.
Yeah, this is a slide.
little slide. We're up to the slide. Okay. Says the Gemara Azoy. Itmar another famous machlekes, you have to know with everything else in Shas, but it's a famous. Yisoid Shomer Shemasel Shomer. What's the din of a Shomer who decides, without consulting with the owner, that he's going to give it over to another Shomer? What's the din? Sure. Now, when explaining what's the din, what do we mean? So I think it's a Davar Pashin, it's Meduyak here in Rashi. Rashi speaks that a few times. That obviously, if you were, let's say, a shomer sachar, and you give it over to a shomer chinam, and the animal is nignava or avda, for sure you're going to be chayav. That's not the discussion of the Gemara, right? Because you accepted gneva v'aveda, right? And the owner is paying for that, so you can't say, well, I'm off hook now because I get over to a shomer chinam, and he's not chayav me, right? That's pashut. The shayav of the Gemara is, should you be chayav now in something that you were not chayav for? In other words, when Reuven, Shomer A, gives it over to Shimon, Shomer B, and let's say an ones happens, that if it would have been in the Rishos of Reuven, he wouldn't be chayv. Do we say that now it will be chayv just because of the fact that he gave it to another Shomer? Yeah, is that clear? There's no tzad in the world to say that you're going to be putter now when Gnev of Aveda happens, right? You're a Shomer, so because you gave the Shomer, that can't be. That's what Rashi emphasized the whole time that it was ones. Stamazoi, there's a question like, what's the svar over here? Why not? Let me say clear. Not the why not, but in other words, what's the tzad that I can't give it over? I mean, I'm not changing anything. We're not changing any tnayim here, right? You, Mr. Bailin, you wanted to ensure that if gneva aveda happens, you're going to be I'm going to be responsible. I'm still responsible, and gneva aveda didn't happen, right? Shomer, an oynes happened. So what's the tzad to say that I'm chayiv? So Tosis here has a different svaras to explain what it is. Tosis, the first side of Tosis is that the very fact that you changed, it's going like Shitas Abaye, that it says, explains, Abaye's understanding, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Deshino Midas HaMavgid, V'lekach Yischayet B'chola Onsin Afil B'onsin Shairu and Lava B'Rishul Shem Arisha. Maybe the fact that you changed what the Bailim wanted, you changed things around, that itself should make you chayet. So he Tosfos rejects that pshat, and rather he prefers a different pshat, which is that it's ki'ilu pireshlo shim yishana midaito ki'ilu pashabo. The tzad to say that you're going to be chayiv, again, Tosfos is explaining on the Gemara later on the Sar, I'm foreshadowing now, that the tzad to say you're going to be chayiv is that it's as if you stipulate at the time of the deal that if you change, you're becoming, we're creating you to be a poshea, creating it as if you're a poshea. Okay, look at this. Part of the stipulation is as if we made a stipulation at the time of the deal that if you change what I want, that's going to be considered like you're a poshea. Okay, so I'm just foreshadowing. We'll see when we see the Gemara's svar of Ein Ratzoni in a minute. So the Gemara, but that's just an interesting question. You know, what bechlal the svar is bani? Okay, so here it says the Gemara like this. So itmar shomish masal l'shomir Rav amar pater. Rav holds that you're pater. Again, we're talking about oinsin. And Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says no, you're chayiv. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, let's say a shomer sachar, to make the case easy, we'll see the Gemara. We'll explain now a little bit further. But the Gemara, let's say a shomer sachar who was chayiv for gneiva v'aveda, he gives it over to a different shomer, and an oinus happens. So even though Reuven would have been potter from Oynes had it been under his watch, now he's going to be chayiv. So it says more like this: Amra baye letime de Rav. According to Rav, loy mi boy, it goes without saying that shomer chinam shemos l'shomer sachar, that you bumped up the shmira dalu yale the shmira also, you made it even stronger. So I'm going to be potter el afilu shomer sachar shemos l'shomer chinam de garui gar l'shmira also potter. Says Abaye, Rav is so makel that even when you bumped down the shmira, you went down in the shmira. Right, a shomer sachar gave it over to a shomer chinam. You're still going to be potter. So even though now this guy is not watching it in the same level that you were watching, you're still going to be potter. Okay, now again, like I said before, it doesn't mean you're going to be potter from gneva v'aveda, and that's why take a look at Rashi Eitan. Rashi divra maschil. Rashi divra maschil velo mi boy says Rashi de potter mina oinsin. You see that? Lomi boy, that you're going to be potter mina oinsin, ve'enach halomer pshiuzeh. So Rashi is emphasizing again, the shaila is about the oinsin. Abadi, you're going to be potter from gneiva v'aveda. Means you're not going to be potter from the oinsin. You're going to be potter from the oinsin. So not only are you going to be potter from oinsin when you bump up the shmir, but even when you take it down. Right. Yeah.
In the case where a shomer chinam gave it to a shomer sachar, is that, and it's a case of ones, is that shomer sachar chayav ones?
Shomer Sachar is never chayav ba'onis.
Case of when is the Shomer Sachar chayav that a Shomer Chinam is a chayav?
Gnei Aveda.
Would the Shomer Sachar be chayav in Gnei Aveda?
Yes, that lechar would be like our Mishnah. Right? If a Shomer Chinam gave it over to, that would be like the same case of the Mishnah. Right? Like when we had a Sachar giving it over to a Shoyal. Lechar, that would be the same case. Shomer Chinam goes to Shomer Sachar and Gnei Aveda happens. Right? So then, could be that he's chayv back to the, yeah. We'll see. We'll see. But that's pashtus. That would be misvar. So the Gemara now says, Maita, what's that? Why is Rav so mekel? The hamasel ben das. The maaser, I gave it over to a responsible guy. I gave it over to somebody responsible. He accepted shmira. That's it. So why should it be chayv for an oinus? And Abaye says in the other way around all the time with Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, loy mi boy shomer sachar shmas lo shomer chinam de garui garu l'shmira. So it goes without saying that when you gave it over to someone who's going to be less responsible, you're going to be chayv. El afilu shomer chinam shmas lo shomer sachar, even a shomer chinam who gives it over to a shomer sachar de aluye alye l'shmira, so that he enhanced the level of shmira, still you're going to be chayv. Why? Why are you going to be chayv? Get over to somebody who's accepting more responsibility. Says the Gemara, d'amar lei. Because the Bailam could say, I don't want my pikaldon to be by somebody else. And that was what the story spoke out before in Toises. What is that? What kind of mechayiv is that? I don't want it. Very nice. I don't want a lot of things. Where is that mechayiv the shomer? Because the Bailam could say, I don't want this to happen. Okay, I'm sorry you don't want it to happen. What makes mechayiv? What mechanism is being mechayiv the shomer? That's what Toyos is speaking out over here. And Toyos says it's ki'ilu. When I say that means to say that it's as if we had a stipulation l'chatchila saying that if you change from what I'm telling you to do, we're considering that to be a pshia. Automatically considering, and therefore if something happened to the animal and we're considering it to be a pshia, even though objectively it was an oinus, you're going to be chayv. Okay. Amr v'chistahadirav la'beferishitmar el-mechlalah. Says of chistah, the truth is that this Shita of Rav to be Mekel by Shomer Shmasa Shomer was never said explicitly. It was not said Beferish El Michlal. It was only learnt out implicitly. It was inferred from a certain Maisa. What was the case? Tahanu Ginoi. There were certain gardeners. The Chol Yoyma Havu Mafkidi Marayu Gabal Dahi Savta. Every day they would give over their hose, not hoses, hose, shovels, like a shovel, right? They would give over their hose to. They give it to a certain lady, to a certain old woman. So one day they decide, you know what, we're not giving it over to this woman, we're gonna give it over to one of these guys, one of the gardeners. They gave it over to one of them. All of the gardeners gave it over to one person to watch. But lo and behold, Shama Kala Behilula, he says there's a Geshmaka wedding going on, here's the music. He says, I want to go there. So Nafak Azal, he went out and he went over to this woman, Afkadinu Lagabe Lagaboda, he's after. And he entrusted this woman with the stuff. With the hose. Ada Azel, but also, I mean, in the meanwhile, he goes back to his wedding. What happens? Ignav, the equipment was stolen. So what happened? So Ignav arrived. So the shovels were stolen. So also the Kamei de Rav. So they went to, they had a dinner, they went to Rav. Upatre. And Rav said, no, it's Pater. So that was the story that happened. Ad Khan the Maisa. So says the Gemara, Man de Chaza, the person who was observing from the side. Right, and Rashi explains there was one of the Talmidim there who heard this Maisa, and he heard that Rav patered Savar. He thought Mishum Shemesh Masul Shomer Pater. He thought, oh, it must be Rav Shita is Shemesh Masul Shomer's Pater, and that's why I said this guy did nothing wrong. He got the shovels. He entrusted it by another responsible person, so he's Pater. Veloy, but that's not really the MS. That's not the Pshat in Rav. Rav didn't, was not Makel for that reason. He was Makel for a different reason. That Shani Hasam Dechol Yoyma Nami Inu Gufayu Gabada Yisavta Vamavtidlu. The reason it was Mako is because those people themselves, every single day, they gave it over to this woman. They themselves give it over to this woman. So they know, we know that they entrust this woman. So what's the time for Rabbi Yochanan? Ein Ratzonei Shebik Dehonu B'Yad Acher. I don't want, the owner could say, I don't want it to buy anybody else. That Svara does not apply over here. It's not applicable in this case where we clearly see that you want to give it over to this woman. Okay, so right now at this point, we don't have any clear Manda Amar that actually says that it's Mut. Right, Abai was commenting that in the, which is interesting. I don't know what Abai meant to say. Like Abai, when Abai was saying, don't think that this is the Pshat in Rav. Rav never said that. Abai was like saying that he knew what Rav said. Rav never even said anything. L'char Abai was saying like this. The svar of Rav must be like this. The svar to be Mekel is, he gave it over to a Bardas. So if that's the svara, not that he heard it from Rav, but if that's the svar that you're coming from, so then it's not going to make a difference if you go up or down in the Shmir. But in the end of the day, we don't actually have somebody clearly that said that shita. Okay, so we only know for sure that Rabbi Yochanan was machmir because of the other svar of Ein Piktoini, Ein Ratzonei Shepiktoini V'Yarach. So says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Ami V'Ka'amar Lo L'Hashmais. Rav Ami was saying over this sugya. What sugya, says Rashi? The sugya of Rabbi Yochanan. He was saying over the Shmaisa of Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi adds in a historical point, his Rebbe. So Rabbi Ami was one of, by the way, Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe of a lot of people. You know, certainly like when you talk about certain Tanoim and Rhyme, it's like, oh, this was the Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan was like, he was the head of Eretz Yisrael, but a lot of Manda Omrim that we didn't see throughout our journey through Masechtos, yeah, there's a lot of people quoting Rabbi Yochanan all the time, right? Rabbi Yochanan, we always point out, he was Rabbi Lazar's Rebbe. You have Rav Dimi, Ravin, a lot of people quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so here you have Rav Abba, who's also a student. Rabbi Rochana, good. So the Gemara says, so he was saying over his Rebbe's Pshat. And what happened? Esivei Rabbi Abba bar Mamal Rabbi Ami. So when Rabbi Abba was listening to this, he said to Rabbi Ami, Hasoicher Parmi. He says, wait a second, we have a Mishnah in Bava Metzia that says, Hasoicher Parmi Chaveiro V'Yishila La'acher, somebody who rents a par from his friend, and he decides that during his rental, he is going to sublet it. I don't know if that's the right word, because it's not land, but he's going to give over this thing, he's going to lend it out to somebody else. So, v'shila la'acher, u'meisa kedarka, and the animal dies, yishav ha'soicha sh'meisa kedarka, v'ashol m'shal m'soicher. So, the soicha takes a shvua, and he collects from the shoyel. So, frekt, Rav Abba bar Mamal, v'im isa, and if it's true, that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that we have a klal, that the owner can say in Rasoni Shabdun Biyad Akher, Lema Lay, let the original owner say to the Soicher, Ein Ratzonei Shebikdun Biyad Akher. I didn't want you to give it over to somebody else. I didn't tell you to give it over to the Shoyel. And therefore I hold you responsible and you're chayav to pay me now. I'm gonna collect the money. So Amar Lay, Rav Ami answered back, no hakama iskinam bishinos nulo lahashul. Yeshai with the gear salah so a bailam shus that the bailam gave Rashus to the Soicher to be mashal it out. He says, listen, you can take it. You're renting it. If you want, you can lend it out. You can lend it out to Bob. You know, Bob, you know, Bob probably wants to borrow it. You know, this guy Bob comes,
so
you give it to
him. Like,
that's what we're assuming right now. So the Gemara says, if you're saying, listen, I'm allowing you to rent it out, so then you're just an agent of mine, right? If the Bailam is allowing the Seicher to rent it out, he's basically telling the Seicher, my animal, I want you to give over to this person, to Bishoyal. So therefore, Viter, it should be that it's all under the auspices of the owner, and whatever happens should go to the owner. Because again, the Seicher is really just acting as his agent.
So the Gemara is from Bob and not from the Seicher.
What?
This time from Bob.
Yeah, whoever you're collecting from, whoever's chayav to pay, but the money should go to the owner. So the Gemara says, he says, no, you don't have to lend it out to this guy, or lend it out, but you just, if you want, you can do it. So it says, Rashi, if you want to lend it out, lo, to this guy, you may schirus it, during your, you may have schirus, ein anu makpid, I'm not makpid, hilkach, hu ishila, therefore, it comes out, that the Seicher is the one who initiated the She'ela. He's doing the She'ela. The Bailam can't say in Ritzoneinu. So it's like the Bailam got themselves in the worst possible scenario. If the Bailam wouldn't have said anything, so then the Seicher would have no right to do it, and the Bailam would collect the money, because he holds the Seicher responsible. If the Bailam would have given full permission and said, go ahead and lend it out to this guy, so then the Bailam also would get it, because the person is acting on behalf of the Bailam. But now that the Bailam did this middle ground, they said, listen, I'm okay if you lend it out, but I'm not instructing you to lend it out necessarily. So now it's right in the middle ground in that perfect window where the Shoyal on the one hand has Rishus to do it. On the other hand, he's acting on his own, not on behalf of anybody else.
Remember, was that second case, is it just give it to Bob, but you don't have to give it to Bob, or is it you must give it to Bob?
The second, the Datcha?
No, before the Datcha. The Havamin of the Hashil.
Yeah, the Havamina is he tells him to give it to him.
Okay,
as opposed to what?
I thought as opposed to you can't give it, but if you give it, it has to be specifically to Bob.
Why would he have to? He paid to rent it. Why does it have to do what the Baal says?
That's not a good question. That's not a Shaila. Yeah, but let's say, either way, the Bailam wanted him to give it. Bailam says, I would like this guy to borrow it.
So, you know?
But you're right. The Seicher wouldn't have to listen. It's not a good horror for many. I don't know why the Seicher
doesn't have to listen. They might give it to Bob, even if it was specified only to Bob. That's
right. He doesn't. Right. Okay. He doesn't have to listen, but he doesn't have to listen. But if he does it, he's doing it on behalf of the owner.
Really? Wouldn't that then be on his own choice if he doesn't have to listen?
That'd be the task.
No, that would still be considered on behalf of the owner. That's what the Gemara is saying. You don't have to listen to the owner, but in as much as you are listening, you're doing what he asks you to do. Yeah. Okay, says the Gemara. Vayter Moshev Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama taxes din from another place. Samafkin Mos Hazel Chaveiro. So the Mishnah, we could have Mishnah coming up in a few daf. Someone who gives over Mos to his friend. Sarviv Shilin Nacharuv, and the guy we'll see was irresponsible, and he put the money and he wrapped it up and threw it over his back. So in other words, it was a way that was not a safe way to guard the money. Mosin Lebeno Ubito Aktanim. He gives it over to his children. Vinol, or he decides, he locks it up, bifnam. So either he gives it over to his young children, or he doesn't give it over to them, but he locks it up in a place, in a room, whatever, in front of his children, shelo karoy, but it wasn't a good lock, and the children are able to get through to it. So the din is chayiv, he's going to be chayiv, shelo shomer kederech hashomer, because he didn't guard it properly. Manny, what's bothering Rashi, Masron Levno? I mean, I'm sure everybody was either understood the pshat quickly, or was extremely bothered by this Rashi, where Rashi literally writes over the exact same words of the Gemara. Like, what's going on? Rashi had a different gear, so like, what's going on over here? Which you see he didn't, because the Gemara quotes it in a minute.
Inherited?
What? Nope.
You could think that it was an and he locked it, like he handed it.
We're not going on the locked right now. This is before the locked case. But you're starting to say something good. Manny, how do you learn this Rashi, Manny? Evan, you saw this Rashi?
What if he doesn't have a son?
It might have been and, if you do that.
Good. What would have been and? Similar to Pesach, but you say?
Tie it on your back and give it over to your kids, then you're going to be chayav.
Beautiful. Okay, so Rashi, l'chayav, that's why it's Pashup Shat. Rashi is letting you know that Masron is it's an or. The first word of Rashi, don't think it's one case. Right? Pesach started. Pesach threw the alley-oop and you just don't. So, You shouldn't think. You shouldn't think the case is your mafkin etzel chaveru tzar of the shul nachar of masur levada. It sounds like one case. The Gemara doesn't say, "Oh, there." The Mishnah says, "Oh." So Rashi's like, "You know, no. It's a separate point. Either put it over your back, or you give like the end of the Mishnah, or you lock in front of them." So the Gemara makes a prasha to diuk. That's the end of the Mishnah. Time of the ketanim hagdolim potter. The only reason you're chayus, you gave it to ketanim. Mashu, you gave it to gedolim. You would be potter. Amai, according to Biyochan, why you potter? Neimalei, ain't it sunish epikdon biyad acher? Let the owner say to the shomer, I don't want my object to be by anybody else. So why would you be potter if you give it over to the gedolim? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava. This case is different because it's called a mafkid al das ishta ubanav hu mafkid. Really, you're not allowed to give it over to Bob. You can't give it over to Bob. But you could give it over to your family. Because everybody understands when they're giving their item to be watched, when they're giving over to Bob, not to Bob, they're giving over to Reuven. Reuven is going to give it over to the people in his house. Let's finish up the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amin Ardoi, Daika Nami. It's very Meduric like this in Mishnah. Why? Diktani Osher Masin Levno Ubito Akatanim Chayef. The Mishnah says, you give it over to the kids that are young, you're going to be Chayef. Diuk is what? What did I say? But if you give it over to the Gedolim, you're going to be Potter. What does that imply? From the fact that the Mishnah distinguishes between your young children and your older children, implies that if it was somebody else you're giving it over to, there would be no distinction. And the Allah says you're going to be Chayiv regardless if they're young or old. Why? Listen to Ketanim Stamma. Because really, if the whole difference was between responsible and irresponsible people, just say ketanim and gedolim. Why focus on your ketanim as opposed to your gedolim? Shema mina, the halacha is that generally speaking, you can't give it to anyone else, right? But if you give it to someone else, it's for sure a problem. Within your children, there's a distinction between ketanim and gedolim. Why? Because the din of Rabbi Yochanan says in this case that when a person gives it over, it's mafkin al das ishta ubanam.
Oh.